Tech is both disrupting the oil and gas industry and helping some jobs to survive. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Some people say we're living through the fourth industrial revolution right now, and every industry is affected. Today, a look at oil and gas. Almost 40% of the people who work in oil and gas in the U.S. are in Texas. And with the price of U.S. crude oil around 70 bucks a barrel, it's a boom time. But it is not a boom in hiring. Job numbers haven't gone up as much as some observers expected. Robots and automation are partly to blame, but the industry is also bringing in other technologies to stay ahead of the game. Marketplace's Andy Euler took a trip out to the Permian Basin in West Texas, where oil production has tripled in the last 3 years.
At an oil rig in the heart of the Permian Basin oil patch between Midland and Odessa, Texas, I meet Pablo Talamantes.
Come on in my office.
His office, as a drilling contractor for Fasken Oil and Ranch, is a mobile trailer next to a 100-foot rig. He takes me over to his desk, and he points to a bright, blinking computer screen.
Gives you everything that you need to know.
Like the rig's penetration rate, pump speed, fluid rate. It took Pablo's boss, Tommy Taylor, some time to trust the new technology. He was used to a regular schedule of paper printouts, analog data that he and his crew could check and pass around. The new system updates in real time with sensors connected to the oil rig. Everyone sees it on their screens.
Our engineers, if they have access to their laptop or their iPhone, can pull this up wherever you're at.
Drilling oil wells these days still involves dirt and sweat, installing rigs in muddy fields. But there are also more jobs at desks, checking systems remotely by computer. And that's good because it's hard enough to attract workers, and Midland's labor market's tight. Technology makes the jobs an easier sell.
We will have to have these kind of things to get the workers to come out. You want to work on a rig that, you know, you don't get your hands dirty and you run a lever, or you want to get out here and use the tongs. Some of the guys, they don't want to do that.
Eric Von Ort is at the forefront of the changing technology in the oil field. He's a professor at the University of Texas at Austin's Petroleum Engineering Department.
So here you are in our little but powerful real-time operating center.
Three large chairs with joysticks face a huge video screen displaying a virtual reality oil rig. Feels like an IMAX theater. Students can simulate everything about drilling an actual oil well. Von Ort says the skills he's teaching his students are applicable beyond the oil patch.
We still teach kind of the traditional petroleum engineering curriculum, but we augment that now with data management, data analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence.
And he knows for the industry that multidisciplinary skill set could end up being a problem.
One of my better students, for instance, working data analytics, who would be a tremendous resource to the oil and gas industry, is now being headhunted by Tesla.
Some fear robots and automation will take over for humans in the oil industry, and for good reason. The Labor Department says some 50,000 fewer people now work in oil and gas extraction than at the height of the last boom 3 years ago.
The role of humans will change. You'll see more humans focusing on maintenance of the equipment, on the logistics associated with it, and then a lot of it, indeed, in analyzing the data.
Von Ort says he's incorporating data engineering into his curriculum, and his students leave school knowing much more than just how to drill an oil well. In the future, instead of simply calling them roughnecks in the oil patch, he says more oil and gas jobs will carry titles like data analyst and systems manager.
That's Marketplace's Andy Euler reporting from West Texas. A recent report on the oil and gas industry in the UK says that over the next 20 years, that industry will need 10,000 job types that don't exist today, including roles in robotics, analytics, and big data. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.